A court in Olomouc recently confirmed 5 to 7 year sentences for what has been dubbed the rail theft of the century. Three men were found guilty of stealing a 300-metre long freight train from the firm TSS Cargo. If you're wondering how it is possible to steal an engine and 25 wagons in broad daylight, the answer is simple. The trio rented the train for a day, failed to pay the money and instead set off for Poland, where they resprayed it a different colour and changed all the ID signs and numbers. Officially, the train disappeared, but the company employed private detectives who eventually traced it in Poland. The identity of one of the culprits came as a huge shock. The man was a former city councillor and one of the country's leading experts on the renovation of historical trains. But clearly none of those jobs paid well enough. A restorer working on the St. Nepomuk statue in the town of Norberchany in the Olomouc region alarmed the local fire brigade and explosive experts after finding an artillery grenade hidden in an opening in the base of the statue. The artillery grenade turned out to be a time capsule containing written materials, banknotes and about 20 coins of different sizes pertaining to the years of the First Republic between 1918 and 1938. The documents reporting on village life were the work of a local teacher who appears to have been the town chronicler. The artifacts were handed over to conservationists and will be shown in the regional museum in Olomouc, but the village of Norberchany will get a copy made of all the documents that the capsule contained, including a list of all the village inhabitants in 1925. And the locals have decided that once restoration work on the statue of St. Nepomuk is finished, they will place their own time capsule into the base of the statue for future generations. Czech ornithologists are excited about the sighting last week of a black and white blackbird. It is the second sighting of such a blackbird, and experts believe that the bird or birds are leucistic. Leucistic individuals are not all white like albinos, but are coloured in patches due to a melanin production defect. Such animals or birds are rare finds and are extremely vulnerable to predators. The Ornithologists Association has asked the public to report on any other sightings of the bird, which was last seen in the streets of Přerov. The Ecora company in Koprivnice gives a new lease of life to car veterans, mostly Tatra 87s. The car made famous by the travelling duo Miroslav Zygmunt and Jiří Hanzelka, who covered more than 61,000 kilometres with this model on a tour of Africa and South America in 1947. Work on the vintage cars, which come in rusty and unusable, usually takes about a year, and they roll out of the company gates as good as new. Ecora, which has a 20-year tradition in the business and some of the best mechanics in Koprivnice, occasionally gets to work on exceptional pieces, such as the Helica propeller-driven automobile or a 1930s Dimaxion. A foreign visitor to Prague livened up traffic in the city centre last week, dressing up as a clown and directing traffic on Náměstí Republiky Square. While drivers and passers-by followed his directions, police officers were unimpressed and slapped him a hefty fine. A police spokesman said that directing traffic appeared to be very appealing, and similar attempts had been made in the past. In one case, a mentally ill man was caught directing traffic at Národní třída, Lida, and on another occasion, a drunk man engaged in the similar activity on Wenceslas Square. A group of 33 enthusiasts have attempted to set a world record in completing a giant puzzle made of 33,600 pieces. The team, made up of 33 people from all corners of the Czech Republic, completed the puzzle in 47 hours and 33 minutes, working in teams of 11 people. The event, which took place within the very first Puzzles Festival held in the town of Zlín, was recorded on video and will be sent to the committee which decides on entries into the Guinness Book of Records.